The Bryan Vikings have their last road game of the season. They'll take on Cy Ranch at Cy Fair FCU Stadium tonight. We're talking with Ross Rogers again as the head coach of the Bryan Vikings, coming off a good victory on homecoming, a 37-19 win over Cy Springs. And, Coach, I think homecoming made it even more special, just a good night.
Yeah, it worked out good. We're homecoming uniforms with our Columbia blue in it, and last 2 years we've been able to pull out a victory on homecoming. So, yeah, it's been good. And go along with that, you get a lot of people in the game when you've got a bigger lead. So not just the starters feel good, everybody feels good. And it's a good way to go to the homecoming dance, I guess.
Well, it was a really good night. And it kind of takes us back to one of the things we probably talked about a bunch over the years. You get some turnovers, you win some football games, and you did that.
Yeah, they were ball hawks, and a couple of them were easier interceptions. A couple of them were really good interceptions, and we didn't get it convert on them all, but Steer set us up for a couple, and I felt like that our offensive line did a good job all night. So I felt comfortable about moving the ball on the ground, and it was a windy night, so you want to be able to do that, and I felt good about what we were doing. And for the most part, we played better on defenses. We're still playing a lot of young kids, and we're inconsistent there, but it was a good night all the way around.
You get into some habits, I think, sometimes, and some of them are just, I don't know how you put this into play, but you've returned balls for touchdowns, fumbles that you've taken away two games in a row. I've got to be a trend you like.
Oh, imagine. I tell you what, I think I went 10 or 12 years without one of them happening toward the end of my career, and had some good defense, just didn't happen. And to have it back-to-back, that's a good feeling.
All right, let's talk about one other thing, and I know you've talked about this already a lot this week, but you got to the 250th career win. That's just, to me, it's an amazing milestone. It's an outstanding accomplishment. What are your thoughts about that?
You're really excited that it finally happened. I remember when I got my 200th, it was beating Temple, which was our arch rival when I was in high school. In fact, my dad was trying to win his 200th in an ice storm against Bob McQueen. And he didn't get it done, and he went ahead and retired. So he was there in Temple the night I got my 200th win as a head coach. Certainly thought we might get to 250 quicker. It's just been a tougher time, being in 6A for a couple of years and then back to 5A. I'm happy that it happened. I wish I'd have been playing for 300, and all my coaches could have joined that too. But a lot of great players, a lot of great coaches along the way. And I've heard from a lot of them this past week.
I'll bet you did. You hear from a lot of them anyway, because you stay in touch with a lot of your former coaches. I know Richard Kroon was talking about this during the game, that, and I began to think about this afterwards. To get to 250 wins, you're only promised 10 games a season. You have to win every game for 25 years. You have to be around here a while to do this,
yeah,
too.
I told everybody, you've got to be around a while, and I saw on the deal where Randy Allen, former Bryan assistant, is going to play for his 400th win. And so, for 9 years I was out of it. I think had I been a head coach now for 43 years instead of maybe I could have gotten to over 300 because I like to think I was going to keep winning. But like I said, these last 3 years have been a real test on us, and it's worked on me and the staff because we felt like – a couple of them, we were better teams than what our record was. And this year's just been a tough year. So, but we're happy with it.
It sounds like the kind of thing, though, I would think the team as well takes pride in something like that.
Yeah, we started out district. Some of the offensive linemen, they're the guys that think about all that stuff or their parents do. And they started telling me we're going to get our 250th. And, of course, it's been working on us a little bit. It's been 4 or 5 weeks since we got a win. So, yeah, I know the kids were excited. They wanted to pour that ice on, but I went over to Josh Woodall, our trainer, about 5 minutes said, "You better have or you won't have a contract in the morning."
it was kind of a cool night too, so yeah. Probably a good idea. I found myself looking at that. You're in the top 10 among active coaches because of that 250th win. But I also began to look, and I know you're talking about people that contacted you. I look at Jason Herring down at Refurio; he's approaching that point too. You've got Tim Buchanan up at Aledo; he's approaching the 250 wins. It's a pretty good coaching tree. Got some strong branches out there, but you got to be really proud of what has been accomplished from guys that have coached with you over the years.
Yeah, you know, Coach Fedora has won a couple of state championships and, of course, was in that group. And, you know, Shannon Hall, who played for us and coached with me at Harker Heights, they beat DeSoto the other night at Mansfield Summit. So, you know, he went 3 or 4 deep last year and or 2 years ago. So he's another young coach that's been with us, that's had an outstanding record. But Jason and Tim and Lee and now Shannon, that's I'm awful proud of those guys.
Yeah, looking at that top 25, I think Lee is 25th on that list and climbing as well. So when you get a thing like that, obviously you reflect back on your career. How much of it was, though, sitting down, coming back in here the next day and saying, well, that was a nice thing to do. Now let's see what we do next. Because, I mean, you have to get back to that immediately, right?
Yeah, that lasted through till Saturday morning about 8 o'clock, so... You know, we go back to work, and that's what we convinced our kids. You know, we know we're not a playoff team this year, but we're playing playoff-type opponents. So where do we stand? Have we gotten better, and can we continue to improve? And I think that's a testament. You know, my dad told me years ago, when you go to work at that job, and you work there to the last minute like you're going to be there the rest of your life. And if that changes tomorrow, it changes tomorrow. But we're going to continue to work.
Okay, one last question about that. Did you think about your dad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We continue now with pregame, talking with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Bryan Vikings. It's down to Cy Fair FCU for the last time this season. They'll take on a Cy Ranch team that, Coach, during the course of the season, I began to wonder whether they were playing their best football. They might have played their best football last week with that win over Cy Woods.
Well, you know, that I don't think Woods played particularly well, but it tells you where Ranch is coming from. You know, we go back and we've watched film all the way back when they played Westlake, and Westlake couldn't move the ball on the ground on them. They did some good things passing. And, of course, Westlake's showing how strong they are. And then, you know, they will that first district ball game, and Bridgeland does everything right, kind of like they did against us. I mean, it's like everything was scripted, and it really worked. But they still, Bridgeland had a hard time running the ball on them. Now their secondary's come along to go with their front seven, and they're playing really good football.
You know, Bridgeland, even though they won the game and they jumped in front early in that game against you guys, I looked at the scores of those games, and you actually played final score closer than Ranch did when they played them.
I never would have thought that. You know, it was a long night for us because we started off so poorly. And, you know, give credit to Bridgeland. They played really well, and they played really well against Ranch. So they've got, of course, they've got their work cut out for them against Lakes, whether they're going to get in this week as well.
You know, you talked about it, about what their defense has done, but they are one of the better defenses in the district, and they've done it, well, both sides. You talked about the passing, but they've done a really good job, as you said, against that running game, too. Nobody's really put up big numbers against them.
No, nobody's moving the ball on the ground. You're getting it through the air, and it's not like they're wide open either. Their defense, some secondary, has gotten better and better. So we've certainly got our work cut out for us, not being the juggernaut we'd like to be on offense. We are doing some things better. But, you know, we'll need to be expeditious with our clock management. We'll need not get in a hurry and then try to make some first downs and keep them, you know, long field to go.
Yeah, a lot of tradition at Ranch. They've had good teams over the years. They went to the championship game. I believe it was the championship game a few years ago. You lose your head coach. He moves on to Waller, and so all you do is you go over to Converse Judson and take their head coach away. So I guess expectations remain pretty high at a place like that, where the Mustangs are playing well now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that just shows you what people think about that job, because a coach would leave Judson to go to a Ranch, and you know, you go watch Ranch play, and you see the fan base they have, the pageantry around Cy Ranch football. It's one of the big time schools, and you know, Cy Fair's had a lot of, you know, over on the other flip side, it's really been good lately. You know, Cy Falls, when Dave was there, had his runs, but right now, you think of Cy Fair football, I think of Cy Fair High School and Cy Ranch.
Yeah, and both in separate districts, separate regions, even, as it turns out. So opportunities for those schools to continue to do well. I was just looking at the stats here, and they've got Willie Eldridge among the leaders in rushing. But these aren't spectacular numbers. You've got their junior, DJ Sires, one of the leaders in passing. this kind of reminds me of what they did do last year. They weren't great at any one thing. They were just so good as a group.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They've got, you know, Cyrus can run the ball. Both the running backs are, you know, they're a three-headed monster. You'll see them all line up in a row, and they're reading, and they're running some power, and the quarterback's part of that running game as well. And then, you know, they've got a big good offensive line. They block well, and they've got receivers catch the ball. So, you know, to me, they may have not been where they wanted to be the first four or five games, but I think they're catching hold, and I know that they've got some big games left to secure their spot. One against us, of course, they need, and then turn around in the last ball game they play, Tom Bob Memorial.
So they got some pretty interesting games to finish things up. Yeah. I obviously trying to build off that big win that they had last week. You've got Tom Bob Memorial. They've got to be looking ahead. I guess you'd be okay with sneaking in there while they're looking at the teams ahead and looking back, right?
Oh, it'd be fantastic. You know, when you're struggling like we have this year, you just like to be in the fourth quarter with a chance to pull an upset and then get it done. And last year we were close on some games to do that and didn't get it done, and this year it's been a little tougher. But, you know, I just tell our kids we're going to work. We're going to go to work every day. We're going to keep working just like we're going to be in the playoffs, and that's all we can do, and we're going to continue to do that.
That's exactly what you did in the Cy Woods game that you almost pulled out late in the game last year. That was a tremendous football game. It is still about the attitude, isn't it? It's always about that.
You know, that's one thing, you know, even the coaches, you know, is you know, sometimes we see what's going on and you get your dauber down a little bit, but, you know, it's still your pride that, you know, you're sticking your neck out, us as coaches and the kids as players. And we're going to go give it our best shot, and maybe something will bounce our way.
Best shot coming up next. We will be back with a kickoff of tonight's game between the Bryan Vikings and the Cy Ranch Mustangs when we continue with our pregame after this.